They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Oh, welcome everyone. Thank you for being here this Wednesday. What you got? What's up?
Well, I don't know what you've got.
I mean, nothing crazy. Like, why do
you? But I'd like to hijack the show opening, if I may.
Yeah, for sure.
An announcement. A grand announcement. You know, it's funny, we've used that for years, and it actually originated here in Houston. My sister and I were involved in a little Playhouse 1960 production of The Little Mermaid.
It is so good to be back.
Right. She was a jellyfish. That was her only line, and she said it with absolutely zero inflection or emotion.
People keep telling me I love it. Yeah.
Oh, Playhouse 1960?
Yeah.
I think, is it now that they're running the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, and it's actually pretty good?
So are they really? Oh, my God.
Yeah, shout out to Playhouse. No, nice. That's nothing to do with that, but okay. Now you'll understand the phrase. Should we say it again? I received something in the mail. Now, there's nothing about this package that is really in any way interesting, but also in that, there's nothing on here that tells me what it is. So if I feel it...
Yeah. What's the
It feels
overall?
Suspiciously like stuffed animals.
Are these our plushies? No, they're not.
Which leaves me to believe that it's possible.
No, it's not.
Country plushies was not the scam I made it out to be.
I wrote this off completely.
Based on their response, thank you, sir and or madam. This is knit spam.
So we need to catch people. Katie had ordered, I want to say like a month ago.
Yeah, it was a viral TikTok.
Yeah.
It was the little Hello Kitty plushie that was made to look like first Post Malone.
Yeah.
Then Morgan Wallen.
Right.
By the way, they've added more.
They're
talking about Luke Combs and all these things. And so I see it and I roll my eyes because I'm like, all right, well, now I know.
These are never going to show
but
up.
But at the time, because they did have a product, I thought, well, surely they're just going to make a few of them. And if you can get to them fast enough, they'll ship them out and it'll just be like this funny little novelty thing.
We literally talked about this, about how you
got
scammed.
It was in trending. Yeah, and then we talked about how I got scammed because it was not legitimate. They made like a prototype and then just took people's money and then said, no, you just haven't received it, whatever.
Okay.
But I think I received it.
Okay. Go ahead, Katie.
So actually, this could be really boring.
I know it's an unboxing video on the radio, but you're just going to have to live with it. I got to know.
It could be any number of weird things also.
What else would you order that would show up like this?
I don't know. My husband's British. I feel like we always get weird stuff.
Is this science stuff? Or
No, it'd be like British branded things that I don't
British
understand.
British branded things?
Yeah, you know, like their chocolate's better. It's like a whole thing.
Your
I'm
husband's
not saying
importing
I agree with
British
it.
Chocolates?
Yeah, and also really gross British snacks sometimes.
But I guess I get it. Yeah, whatever, you know, you're from... Okay, yeah, Katie's here, excited. I'm seeing a lot of excitement on the...
You guys, that is a Morgan Wallen Hello Kitty plushie.
Pull out the other one.
Because I definitely went for the combo pack that featured both.
Yes.
Oh, no! Well, it's two Morgan Wallens, but you know what? Beggars can't be choosers. It's still pretty dang good.
What are you talking about? Where's my postie?
I know. The postie was covered in his tattoos and things.
Where's my postie? I wanted the postie.
Well, I'll reach back out, and I guess we'll see some Post Malones in a month. But at least it exists.
Why is one of them flat and one of them is not?
Oh, because this one was shrink-wrapped better. So it's one of those things where, like, pillows. Do you not order things online like this?
These guys look like they've had a rough commute.
No,
from
it's supposed to
whatever
to help.
Corner of the world makes these things.
The size. Yeah. So when you open it up, they get bigger.
Okay, okay. All right.
So you would know this if you order things like throw pillows. Watch, he'll get bigger. I don't want to say inflate.
I'm shocked. I am shocked
as am
that
I.
These actually
as am I.
Exist.
So I guess I can say then, if you do want to order one of these plushies,
they will show up.
They'll show up eventually.
One day, and you might actually get the one that you ordered.
You might get the one you ordered.
There's
but
a 50-50 shot based on our experience.
Come on.
That's
funny.
That's...
It's like Pokemon. Now I want to catch them all. We'll post a picture of this thing so you can see it. Like, it's hilarious. I mean, it's kind of cheap.
You know,
but also I love
just
it.
Order them all at this point. Just.
Good thing it wasn't Riley Green. I mean, I'd have to somehow get rid of that mustache.
You know, Morgan's been a little flighty too with the hair and the mustache. Just got to count our blessings. Good morning, guys. It's Frito and Katie.
They do exist.
What's wrong with you? You were on a high from the plushies. Now suddenly you're like,
you know, these stories today. I can't. I just, I can't.
Not good?
America's top burger isn't beef. And you won't believe who Zach Brown is dating.
Are these related?
I know I didn't.
Okay.
I'll give you all the details coming up next. What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Revelations abound today, but this is stupid. Mm. It's National Hamburger Day.
Love that.
Do you?
Yeah,
do
absolutely.
You?
Well, I mean, who didn't love a...
Well, our favorite hamburger is not beef. It's not even a technicality. It's not even like, well, a cheeseburger is the best hamburger because facts.
Because no one needs a drum.
Sorry, to lactose intolerant.
Well, no, it's not as
no
good.
No one enjoys a plain Jane hamburger.
I'm not saying, the lactose intolerant thing, fine. You can't eat it. It doesn't mean it's somehow not better to have a burger with cheese. Good Lord.
So what took the top spot?
What did?
I will tell you. After I give you five big country stories from the American Music Awards.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Okay.
So that went down Monday night, and music represented itself pretty well. So Post Malone won Favorite Male Country Artist. There's his award
Thank
been waiting for.
Thank God.
And Favorite Country Song for I Had Some Help with Morgan Wallen.
Thank God.
Controversial. Beyonce took home awards for Favorite Female Country Artist and Favorite Country Album for Cowboy Carter. Again, this is the AMAs.
Okay.
Eye roll. Zach Brown was given the first ever Veterans Voice Award.
Oh, that's cool.
Meant to spotlight artists who have used their platforms to make meaningful, lasting impacts in the life of veterans.
Wow.
So I, gotta be transparent here, was unfamiliar with Zach Brown's work with vets. And so I went and looked it up. And turns out he has a foundation where he sends kids to camp. He provides all sorts of help to military families and veterans, meets with them before and after shows when he can.
I love it.
Very active, very involved. And I see a picture of old Zach Brown, which I'm enticed by because I have this ongoing thing where I can't figure out if Zach Brown is or isn't attractive.
This is a long running thing with you. You'll see some pictures of Zach and you're like, meh. And
then
you'll see some pictures of Zach.
It's very polarizing for me.
Yes.
But who do I see him pictured with? Kendra Scott. Zach Brown is dating Kendra Scott.
Kendra Scott. Kendra Scott from...
Of jewelry making fame.
What?
She's not from here originally, but she's from here.
Yeah.
She graduated from Klein High School, from my high school.
What on earth? Wait,
Kendra Scott.
I mean, Kendra Scott's a big deal.
But that's crazy to me. Like, what in the world? How did that? I just need to know more. Like, how did that happen? And why am I upset by this?
Why are you upset by this?
I don't know. I have a lot of emotion
today. You can't even decide whether he's a hot man or not. Why do you care? Good for her.
Go Bearcats, I guess.
Go Bearcats.
I said I had five things. So the other two, Dan and Shay won Favorite Country Duo, and Lainey Wilson debuted her new song, Somewhere Over Laredo, and it was great.
Yes, it was.
In other news, President Trump will pardon the Chrisleys.
If you're I just saw this. No.
Chrisley knows
come on.
Best?
Yeah, we
well,
know.
He didn't,
no,
as
turns
it turns
out. He what he knows is he was going to be spending a lot of time in prison
12 years.
For some serious crimes.
Yep, they were convicted, old Todd and Julie, of falsifying documents in 2022 to secure $30 million in fraudulent loans and also tax evasion.
Yes, money crimes, right? Money crimes.
And
he didn't kill anyone.
Like $18 million in restitution.
Yes, it was a huge deal, and he's not a young guy. So 12 years in federal slam is no cakewalk. I don't care what anyone says, and I just kind of wrote it off from there. But I wake up and I get a thing. It's like, hey, they're getting out. Maybe we think, and that's the last I've heard.
Don't
of
they
it.
Have a new show? Not them.
The kids, maybe, but probably, you know, so they've still got to earn. So, you know, they had a pretty successful thing going. I feel like the kids could do something.
They're going to cover Todd's time in the new season of Chrisley Knows Best.
They're
going to
cover his time?
I guess they never said Todd Chrisley Knows Best. It's just assumed. So
they had a camera inside? How does that work?
I haven't. Or maybe it's just how it affected the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Because Trump called Savannah. Like, he called the daughter.
To tell her.
Yeah,
what
was
a surreal phone call that must have been.
Right.
Just read that back, the sentence of that back, and tell me that you thought that was normal.
You know what's not normal?
What?
On this day, National Hamburger Day, I discover America's favorite burger is a chicken burger.
I don't even agree with that. Like, a chicken burger is ground chicken, right?
It's chicken molded into a patty. It's a chicken sandwich. It's not a burger. It's a chicken sandwich.
Where do you get a chicken burger? Where do you get it? Like, that's what I mean. Like, think this through, y'all. Where do you get it? If it's America's
favorite
burger.
People that invented the chicken sandwich or Chick-fil-A, they never said burger.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a different thing. And they wanted to differentiate themselves, which is why they use
completely different.
Sandwich. So how dare you? How dare
if a hamburger was a steak on a bun.
So Chick-fil-A's good name.
Good Lord.
This was DoorDash. They claim chicken burgers are the most popular, and it was based on their stats from all 50 states.
That's a lot. This is a lie.
Hamburgers or cheeseburgers were only the most ordered type of burger in 14 states.
That's not true.
17 states, chicken burgers. Then veggie burgers with 13 states.
Prove that to me. Prove that to me.
Turkey burgers edging us, getting real close, 6. Although it is possible to just say the red-blooded American meat eaters
go and buy their burgers,
not
DoorDash.
Using DoorDash.
I'll give you that. I still find that incredibly hard.
Yeah, DoorDash says people are looking for healthier options than red meat these days. Chicken is still riding the high. From the chicken sandwich wars of. Several years ago.
Where is your favorite chicken burger in Houston? I bet you couldn't even tell me one place that serves a literal chicken burger. I mean, like, it's not turkey burgers. I would actually, like you said.
Closer.
Still not believable, but that is absolutely.
Fake news.
Absolutely fake news.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Freebie!
Today's freebie. Hangman.
Hey.
Hangman. I feel like this is potentially a controversial question.
Is it?
Well, it's just one of those questions where someone might go, I'm going to look that up.
Really?
And I don't know the man personally.
The man?
But I have read the story.
This is a wrestling story. Please tell me this is a... No.
Griffin a wrestler?
Not to my knowledge. Anything is possible back in the day.
No, it was just a man that loved playing hangman with his sister on family road trips. And thought, hey, I could use this.
Okay.
Also, maybe once had a gambling problem and thought, this works for casinos, so...
Why not apply it to my business as
take
well?
Take a spin. And that's a lot of clues.
And you can use this information as well.
As you should.
If we call you for
which
the Money
Minute.
Which we might. Which is very possible.
If you sign up, of course. We do Money Minute every day before 8:30. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Your chance to win cash money. Sign up now, thebullhouston.com.
If you smell
what Sean
is cooking.
Have you showed him the plushies?
I did, yes.
What do you think?
Yes, I did.
This acquisition, man. Like, because Sean Pendergast from Sports Radio 610, admiring our country, our Morgan Wallen twins.
Yeah, are you a Morgan Wallen fan?
They sent you...
The double plushie.
they sent you the identical twin. Morgan Wallen didn't know he had an identical twin.
But now.
He does.
But now.
He does, in plushie form. I didn't know what a plushie was until Katie showed me
it's
these.
It's like
over.
A stuffed animal.
Yeah, no, that's what I see. It sounds like a fetish. What are they into? Plushies? They're into plushies.
Yes, it's not good.
Yeah. So there's more coming, I hear. The plushies.
Yes. Well, Katie's placing an order as we speak.
I'm looking at her computer. I'm asking about my missing Post Malone plush.
Yeah.
And also, I have on good authority, there's a Luke Combs and Cody Johnson plushie drop coming very soon.
Do they have different body types? Like, not just the head. Like, is the Luke Combs one a little bit more portly?
It's a Hello Kitty.
A little more full figured. Oh, okay.
All Hello Kitty.
It was Hello Kitty night out at the ballpark last night.
Ooh.
Segway opportunity.
Yes. Well, I was about to say we need to talk about a couple of things.
Well, do you know Hello Kitty is not a cat? Hello Kitty is a little girl?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I did not. My daughter is 27 years old now. So these are all the things. Like, I can tell you, if we go back in time, I can tell you everything about the Teletubbies.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's still a thing.
No,
I can tell you SpongeBob SquarePants.
Right.
My kids got a little bit older.
Still relevant.
And I still personally find SpongeBob hilarious. I don't need my kids to be 5 years old. Yeah. So those are the things. Yeah, Thomas the Tank Engine was a big thing with my kids. My boys. Yeah. So I don't know. These are all things like not sure if that's still a thing. Hello Kitty, still a thing, at least out at Daikin Park last night.
So I want to give a shout out to one listener who's named Richard, who really has it in for you.
Big time, man.
But he is the king of positivity.
He's the gatekeeper of positivity for the Houston Astros.
And if Sean does not meet his expectations, Sean hears about it. But with that said, yesterday, good energy. Yesterday, good results.
11 runs.
11.
That was a Richard Day out there yesterday.
Remember that?
Man.
Yeah. Hey, the bats need to cut 11 runs.
Yeah, 11 runs. They went 11-1 yesterday out at Daikin Park. They had a day off. The day off served them well on Monday, big time. They looked very well rested in the game yesterday. And Richard was very happy. I tweeted last night after the game. I tweeted out a tease to my show over on Sports Radio 610, like about all the offense, and this is going to be great. I can't wait to talk about this.
Yes.
And Richard, who by the way is not following me on X,
which I don't. How does he find
Richard? I'm sure he's got me on some like
some
column on his tweet deck or whatever.
Give you a follow.
Dude, he won't give me a follow, but he resurfaces like a bad penny last night. I'm like, oh, you're back. He's like, yeah, now you're going to talk about the offense, and I'm like, yes, they scored 11 runs.
And I quote,
yeah.
Make sure you keep that same energy on the bull tomorrow morning.
And I'm here with the energy. Jose Altuve, two home runs.
Yes, sir.
Christian Walker, home run.
Yes, sir.
Jeremy Pena, home run.
Putting on a show.
Hunter Brown, six innings, eight strikeouts.
That's hotter than the sun. Dingers
four
on dingers on
games
dingers.
Over 500 for the first time all year. How you like that, Richard?
Love to see it. Yeah, love to see it.
Yeah, they win. They're back at it this afternoon. Businessman special. Special today over at Daikin.
Oh yes.
Yeah, a little 1 o'clock action today.
We appreciate your positive.
I don't know if they'll have plushies.
Well,
but they'll have baseball.
You know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't an Altuve Hello Kitty be lit? It, like, you know.
It would be.
I mean, come on.
They had a couple of players had Hello Kitty cleats on last night. No joke. I'm not even kidding. Mauricio Dubon had Hello Kitty cleats on last night. Yeah. But it is at Daikin Park today. It will be BYOP. Bring your own plushies.
This is copyright infringement, so maybe we keep this on the DL.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why not? Check out Sean this morning, Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. We'll catch you later in the show.
Sounds good.
Already been a winning day for your boys, Frito and Katie, who are the proud owners of two, count them, not intentionally, Morgan Wallen country plushies.
Well, it's one for each of us, isn't it?
So, yes, exactly.
I love it when a plan doesn't come together.
It could be a winning day for you because it's time for another round of Parker McCaldit's.
Yep, which means games with 50-50 odds.
That's
your
right.
Your odds are as good as anyone else's.
Not a coin flip today, coin flip yesterday, but literally.
Same premise.
Yeah, it's same thing. You get through on the phone line at 713-881-5500. And at that point, you have a 50-50 shot of walking away with tickets to Parker at the Woodlands. So I did mention no coin flip today. We do have a game. We will tell you about it once we get you on the phone. Call us if you want to play. We'll hear from you next. Playing some Parker McCaldit today. Shall we get our contestant on the phone before we reveal our game?
Sure.
All right. Why not? Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Denise,
what's up? You are the first one in for Parker McCaldit today. Now, we do have a game to tell you about. It does have 50-50 odds. What is the game that Denise is going to be playing, Katie?
Denise, two masters of language.
Mm-hmm.
One a quill, one a pen,
right,
and a Diet Coke. This is the ultimate literary showdown. The blonde or the bard?
Yes.
So, the queen of anthems or the bard of Avon? Denise, this is, of course, Taylor Swift or William Shakespeare.
That's right, Denise. Are you ready?
Ready.
So we're going to read you a line, just one line, and you tell us if that line was written by Taylor Swift or William Shakespeare.
Okay.
Get it right, you're one step closer to literary glory and also, of course, Parker McCollum.
Are we ready, Denise?
I'm ready.
Here we go. I wounded the good and I trusted the wicked. I wounded the good.
Oh, wow.
And I trusted the wicked.
Wow.
Is that Taylor Swift or William Shakespeare?
Swift.
She says Taylor Swift.
She's got it.
Does she now?
She does. Yay!
Does she
Taylor
now?
Taylor Swift, Daylight.
Well
done, Denise.
One and done.
It was a little trickier than you thought, eh?
Yes, it was.
That said, because, like, I mean, Why wouldn't it be? These two are clearly indiscernible.
Yeah. Obviously.
Hang on the line. You're going to Parker McCollum. We'll get you set up with these tickets, okay?
Thank you.
Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud. Thank you guys for all the messages. I know everyone's excited about 10K for the troops being back and starting up, and we are too. Like, we're really psyched.
Absolutely. A lot of y'all have questions. You can text those to us at any time.
Yes, you can.
713-881-5500. We'd love to get those answered for y'all. If you got a group or anything, you want to call in and shout out to everybody, we'd love that too. Maybe you're a vet that knows how significant these cards actually are for our military men and women. You can call or text. We're just doing as much as we can to get as much as we can.
And as much as we can is a lot. I mean, you're asking for 10,000 cards, notes of thanks, whatever comes together in the hands of our troops overseas.
These can be handmade.
Mm-hmm.
We created an easy little coloring sheet for your kids if they want to get involved, or if this is your last week of school, maybe your class is looking for something to kill some time
today or
tomorrow. Get all of the info online at thebullhouston.com. We have teamed up with some amazing organizations this year. Boots for Troops, chief among them. They are local. They are out of Tomball. And Jimmy and his team do amazing things.
I cannot say enough
amazing things.
Great things about this organization. Mm-hmm. And I am thrilled that they are going to be working with distribution on us.
We need to get him
amazing
on the show.
We 1,000% need to have him
He's
on.
He's a vet. He's got a great story. And he is phenomenal. So we've got info on him on the website as well. And of course, this is all thanks to our sponsor, Mack Hike Chevy Cares. Couldn't do it without him.
Start making your cards. You can drop them off at Mack Hike Chevy, or you can drop them off up here at the Bull Studios. Either way works.
We also have some spots all around town, and I do mean all around town.
We were not kidding when we put this together.
We're really skirting the perimeter.
Guys,
We're in League City on Saturday.
We have a Huntsville pickup location. Get all the details online, thebullhouston.com. Houston, I have a problem. Coming up next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Roger, you ready to do this?
Man, I'm ready to figure out what happened. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we got your email. This was a wild story to me. Like, really. But before we get started, you really don't know what happened here. Like, are you sure there wasn't a fight you haven't told us about? There wasn't something that's out there? Because this seems like a strong reaction.
No, really. I have zero clue what's going on here. I mean, I'm as confused as you are because, I mean, I've never experienced anything like this in my life, actually. So,
okay. Well, explain how you know Drew for us.
Okay, well, I know her because she's friends with my cousin. Or, you know, that's how I met her anyway. And we didn't really start hanging out until I bought my new house. I kind of got roped into being the new, you know, gathering place for everyone.
Okay.
Right.
I guess that just kind of, you know, that just comes with having a pool. So we're
It does. It makes sense.
So we'd grill out or whatever. She'd come over, kick it with everyone. And yeah, things just kind of went from there. She's cute, you know, and she's kind of a homebody, and which is great for me because, you know, I don't really have like a ton of going out money with the new mortgage and everything, I'm the same way. You know, I just like chilling out at the house. It's my jam right now, basically.
It makes all the sense in the world. So that's where you got interested.
You met her at the house.
Yeah, essentially. And where do we go from there? Like, did this build for a while?
Yeah, kind of a slower build, I guess. She's stayed over a bunch. We've still been out on a few dates just in case anyone thinks I turned into a hermit or something. Anyway, she's not my girlfriend yet. I was kind of hoping for it, but it hasn't happened yet.
I see.
Yeah, that's what we wanted to get into. So she disappeared. Did she vanish on you like in the middle of the date? Is that what I remember seeing?
Yes. It wasn't really a date. She'd come over, you know, to the house to eat dinner. We're going to watch some Netflix, stuff like that. So, you know, I did some grilling. We jumped in the pool for a while and, you know, I had an awesome night, guys. Like, it was really a blast. And she had, you know, she'd already planned on staying over. So it's getting late. I'm cleaning up, getting ready for bed. And I guess I kind of lost track of time on my phone for a while. And then I was like, I haven't seen Drew in a minute.
I'm sorry, what?
So I didn't really pay it any mind at first. But then I'm realizing I'm hearing nothing from out in the house. Like, it's completely silent. So I start looking for her. I'm checking, you know, the living room, the den, out in the yard. No dice. Then I'm like, okay, bathroom, which I don't really want to bust in there, but I check anyway, and no one's in there. No one's home. So I'm just kind of scratching my head thinking, where the hell did she go? And I look out in the driveway and I see that her car is gone. So I go, I check again, her backpack she usually keeps on her is gone also. Yeah, she just bounced. No explanation, no, hey, I got to run, it's an emergency, nothing.
Look, I have a lot. I have so many questions.
So many questions.
Number one, why would you not have checked the bathroom first? Like, obviously, that would be the first place that you would look, but fine. You didn't hear her drive away.
Yeah.
Like, she got in her car and left and picked up her stuff on the way. What were you looking at on your phone that held your attention for such a long time?
Well, I was cleaning up, too. Like I said, I just kind of lost track on my phone sitting there. I wasn't really paying attention. I mean, I tried to, you know, I mean, first instinct was something obviously wrong here. So I wanted to make sure she was all right. Like, if you're going to sprint out of the house, basically, I'm thinking something really bad must have gone down. So
yeah.
I called her, you know, first thing, but it kept getting kicked to voicemail.
You have confirmed she's like, okay, this wasn't actually a...
No, she was being ignored. She left this house because she was being ignored. That's why she left.
This is just straight up boredom.
Come on.
No, I know she's okay. My cousin said she's been texting with her and she's fine. She just hasn't said anything about me.
Okay, but I obviously...
I don't think she will.
No, because she's not... Look, let's solve this. We're going to get Drew on the phone. We're going to talk to her next.
Houston, I have a problem.
So Roger and Drew, sounds like they went on kind of a series of dates.
Yeah.
And then they hung out at the house a bit.
A lot of house time.
Not sure how long it had been going on.
Right.
But one day she up and disappears from his house.
Just vanished.
And he's over here thinking, oh, I don't know why. After he admits to being on his phone to the point he didn't notice her leave.
Like, didn't notice a door.
So you didn't notice her, period.
Didn't.
Like,
yeah,
she left because you're ignoring
her. She just did.
I don't even need to talk to her to figure this out. But we will, because that's the segment.
Why not?
Hey, is this Drew?
Speaking.
Hey, Drew, we're Frito and Katie. We're calling because, well, we're very, very hopeful that we can maybe repair a relationship that's seems like it's fallen on hard times.
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
Well, a guy emailed us that said you kind of pulled a disappearing act at his house and is wanting to figure out what happened, maybe, you know, piece things back together. Do you know Roger? Do you know what we're talking about?
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, that's a hard no. Hard no. Not interested. Oh,
okay. It sounds like things were at least at some point going well for a while. I mean, what he told us, he thought there was something there. Was that not the case?
Well, it's obviously we're not on the same page for a few things.
Okay. All right. Anything specific?
Yeah. He killed my birds. So I think that's probably a pretty good reason.
He killed your birds?
Well, so technically not my personal birds,
okay,
but
so he
there were some.
Kill your birds.
But let me explain because I'm really glad to get to explain. I just was feeding them when I was at his house,
okay.
And they were outside and they had nests above his deck and they were cute. And then when I went over there the last time, I noticed that they weren't there, and I thought, okay, you know, did they fly the nest? So. We had dinner and everything, and so I was cleaning up some trash from the kitchen, and I was throwing some stuff away outside, and the dead birds were in the trash can. Like, my heart just sunk. They had been shot or something.
What?
I don't know why anybody would do. Yes, and they're just birds. Why would anybody do that? It's so unnecessary.
Okay, we're confused. There were dead birds in his trash, and they had been shot.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I can explain this, guys.
Please
hang on,
do.
I can explain this. Yeah, they've been, these birds have been a pain in the butt for a long time. I had to pop them with a BB gun, okay? I had to find somewhere to get rid of them, and I just thought the trash made sense at the time. So.
Roger is on the call?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes. So, dude, what happened?
Well, can we get the full story?
Yeah, that is the full story.
You shot the bird.
This is a little uncomfortable to getting into, but there are these finches, you know, barn swallows or whatever they're called, and they're basically all over my deck, and I'm always having to clean it up, and it's nasty. It's disgusting. It's like it piles up so fast, and I've tried all these different ideas to try to scare them away. None of that was working. I took care of the problem. Drew, did I hear that you were feeding those birds? Did you say that?
Yes, some people have a kindness in their heart, Roger. So, yes, they're cute. They had little nests up there. Why would you just kill them? I'm sorry that they crapped on your desk. You know, those are home ownership issues. you can handle it. I would think that you could just clean it up a little bit, you baby.
Look, I don't want birds building nests over my deck and getting back bird filth and spreading disease and crap everywhere. I just bought this house. I want to keep the property looking good and disease-free. I mean,
disease-free, huh? I think you living there is disease enough. The birds didn't know it's your property. The earth doesn't know that. They're just out there. I mean, I would think people would be happy to be living around nature. That's one of the things I liked about being at your house.
Look, I get it. You think they're cute. You love animals. But these are just birds, okay? They're wildlife. And, yeah, they were being a nuisance. I tried, okay? I tried everything I did to get them. That was a last resort. Like, one of the first things when I moved was to knock down their nest. But they keep coming back.
You knocked down their nest? What in the is wrong with you? There were baby chicks in there.
It was way better than killing them.
Okay, so bottom line, you found the birds, and that's why you just split and cut off all communication.
Well, I think that's reasonable. I found birds that he had shot and thrown bodies in the trash can. Yeah. Disgusting. I mean, cruel, hateful. I don't know anybody that would want to be associated with somebody who does that. It's just, I'm sorry that they were making your deck unsightly. Get out the hose. It doesn't make sense. It is evil. It is evil.
I didn't do anything wrong. They're just birds. There are thousands of them.
Correction, there are billions of them.
Okay, they were setting up shop right over where we're all sitting. All my friends, all my family, you're being insane. That doesn't make me cruel or evil. Like, I'm evil because of this?
Yes.
Well, guys, I'm sorry this didn't work out for you. Thank y'all for being on the show today. We appreciate it.
I'm going to guess Drew's not a big fan of hunting.
Definitely
based
not.
Based on that. Like, I can see on the one hand how that discovery
might be jarring.
Yes,
right?
Exactly what I was thinking.
Maybe upsetting.
However, the situation might have warranted it. Yeah. I mean, I've been in that situation.
Yeah. I mean, did he go too far?
Normally, knocking down a nest works. At least it's worked for me. I mean, you got to knock that thing down a million times.
A million times.
Eventually,
they're persistent little creatures,
they
dude.
Are.
They really are.
And it's like within hours, they'll start rebuilding.
Like, I'm not trying to go and kill birds. I like the pretty little birds, too. But, like, honestly.
You might get there.
I mean, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Maybe it is a bridge too far. Just plunk them with a BB gun.
Maybe he wasn't trying to kill them.
Just wound them?
Maybe it was a warning
shot. I think that's worse. Look, we'll talk to you guys coming up at 7:40.
They fly. So Roger shot some birds.
Yeah, he killed
some nuisance birds. That were causing them some problems at his house.
I am haunted by your idea of the fact that it may have been a warning shot, like shooting to wound.
Maybe he's a bad shot. I don't know.
This could make him a monster.
Right?
I don't know.
That's what Drew says. She found the bodies, thinks he's an evil man.
Yes.
An evil man.
Evil. So, mm-hmm.
Disagree?
We're going to find out.
Alex, so evil?
He is definitely not evil. I actually deal with a similar issue to the point where the birds have pecked a hole into my roof. And they've gotten into my attic, They set up shop there every year. No matter how many times I've patched the hole, they find a way into my attic and set up shop in there.
I hate to say this because they are cute and they are beautiful little creatures, but they are kind of like flying rats. Like, they're smart. Well, they will get in anywhere, and they will set up shop.
Got my kids sick.
Got your kids sick.
Yes,
there is
bird
disease.
Mice and things.
Yeah.
I would say if you're just, like, going to a parking lot and just, like, you know.
Plonking a
firing at will, that's a little bit different. But, like, you've got an actual problem, and Roger had an actual problem.
Yeah, I don't know.
Most pest agencies don't take care of it. Like,
yeah.
You call them, they're like, yeah, just get rid of them. I'm like,
yeah, how?
What do you mean?
What do you do?
Yeah, they don't want to do it either.
And they say, get rid of them.
I think that's the thing. I think it's a hard job.
So,
no one knows how to do it.
How far have you gone?
Yeah.
Have you taken the same lengths as Roger or no?
I have.
Yeah.
I had to. I sat up in my attic, and once I caught ahead, I had. You know?
Yeah, just you did what you needed to do, you know?
And do new ones come back?
Yeah.
I mean, have you been able to, like, every year?
Oh, Lord. So that didn't even help. Like,
Between my house, my neighbor's house, and, like, we see them coming out every year, like little finches and everything. And they're extremely destructive, and they're little rodents, basically.
Little flying rodents. Hey, thank you so much, man. We appreciate the call.
Brianne, let's talk birds and whether or not Roger's evil.
I think that he was completely reasonable.
Yeah.
He, like you said, he had tried everything. to get the birds out. And, I mean, like, his friends and his family, they were on the deck.
Yeah, like, I mean, who wants to be dealing with that every day?
You don't.
Right? I mean,
well, and birds can get territorial, too.
Yeah, what happens if one swoops down and pecks out your eyes, right? Man? You don't know.
Or they go after the kids or something.
Yeah, right? Like, you kind of have to.
I would want to be sitting out there having a beer and, you know, having one crap all over.
Right? Have to, like, cover it.
On a sunny day, you're trying to catch some sun and then, you know, like, that's awful. But, like, again, I get it. I get it. They're cute. They are cute. And when their little hatchlings come out of that's super cute. But, like, I can get how you get there. And I really don't know what other options you're even supposed to try.
It sounded like Drew didn't even like the idea of him trying to remove the nest in the first place.
Oh.
To her, it was like, once the nest is there.
Drew, no, yeah.
Now nature, we coexist.
Nature has spoken. They've set up shop, and you must honor that.
Yeah, no way.
Be mindful of the birds.
You knock that thing down a million and one times.
You do what you have to strike.
Till the birds get the message.
Strike fast, strike first. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Of course. Have a good one.
You too. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. More your thoughts, 713-881-5500.
I guess if Roger's evil, we are evil too.
I feel I'm so conflicted about this.
I think his actions were justified.
I understand where he's coming from. We've already heard from someone who said they invaded his attic.
Yes.
They got his kids sick.
Yes.
You know, people are starting to think through, hey, what does it mean to have a bird infestation above your pool, man? I mean, like, it's a problem.
It's not something that you want to deal with.
So what else are you supposed to do? What's your other option?
Deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. You solve the problem. Celine, good morning. You got thoughts?
Well, first of all, I'm sure you guys have already heard this from other viewers or listeners, but those bird species are protected species, both state and federally.
Are you are they really?
Under the Migratory Bird Act that was passed in 1918. Yeah. No, there are plenty of them. They're not, you know, protected because they're endangered. But they somehow got grouped into the Migratory Bird Act. But,
you're telling me that it's illegal to plunk those
correct.
Things?
It's illegal to kill them. It's illegal to disrupt their nests, mess with their eggs or their babies. Yes,
you can't touch them. I have not. No, you're the first one to tell us this.
I've never heard that. I mean, I know you can't kill a mockingbird.
Yeah, exactly. You can't, like, shoot a bald eagle out of the sky, but those are the two that I know about.
Yeah, so we live out in the country too, and they are a nuisance because and they come back and they nest in the same nest every single year.
Yeah.
So the babies come back. So the bird groups get bigger and bigger. But you clean it up. I mean, I don't like the bird messes either, but they're a beautiful bird and that's what they do. But they are a protected species. A quick Google check will, you know, if anybody wants to check, they can.
We did.
Yeah, we're diving into this right now. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you are correct.
That is wild.
So you think that he went way too far? I mean, protection aside.
Yeah.
Like, he would have gone too far even if they weren't a protected species?
Yeah, I would never shoot the wildlife. And, you know, that's just, man, I'm with her. He's got to find another way. And there are other ways to discourage their nesting in areas that you're going to frequent. But, that's really sad.
Well, do you have any tips? As you say, someone who lives in the country and deals with this frequently, is there anything you found to work a little better?
They just nest where they're going to nest, and we just take the hose out and we clean up their droppings.
And you just deal with it. Yeah,
In the nesting season, when they're trying to, you know, lay their eggs and raise their young, and then they go away. They're a migratory bird. They don't stay year round.
Right.
True. Yeah.
And just so we say so it's on the record.
Yeah.
I don't know if he said barn swallows or you said barn swallows. It is possible.
He said barn swallows.
Did he?
He did. He did.
I was thinking it's possible.
That's
maybe
the first
they weren't.
Thing I thought was. He can't f*** around with those birds because they're protected.
Because they're protected.
Well,
that's nuts.
Surprise.
Yeah, you learn something new every day. Thank you.
Goodness. Yeah, thank you so much for weighing in. We appreciate it. Look at Roger. Roger is a man who ran afoul of the law. I didn't even think anything about it.
Like, who comes after you for that?
The bird police? Is it the game warden? Like, who's going to? You better bury those bodies deep. Don't just leave them in a trash can. Get out in the woods, man. Get a shovel.
Well, now he told Drew she's definitely going to report him.
No witnesses. No.
Is there a fine associated with this?
Oh, there has to. We will do some research.
V, good morning. You're up. What do you have for us today? What do you think?
He's a loser. Oh, excuse my language, but
you're fine.
Like, he's a loser. Like, you don't kill them. I'm like you, Katie. Like, we'll knock the nest down a million times, but killing an animal for no reason other than it's just annoying. Kids are annoying. Would you kill your kids?
Well, oh my God.
No, I mean, V. Like, that's,
I'm asking. Like, no, kids are, V, they can be annoying.
Yeah, that, but it's, I mean, look,
I was with you until then.
I love birds. I can actually see where it's coming from because, again, like, they're
people are talking about diseases and things.
Yeah,
you know,
they're like pigeons. You know, pigeons are also filthy.
Like,
right?
I'm not going out of my way to kill animals.
No, I'll try to accommodate them every way I can.
But then putting it, you're gonna kill it, and then put it in your trash can in your kitchen.
Yeah, that's.
That is fairly disgusting.
Does everyone have a dumpster outside that goes out on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday?
That is a disposal.
You
is
killed
an issue.
It outside and brought it inside the house.
Yeah,
and
that's
it away.
A choice. Well, definitely a choice.
You know, I feel like we could question a lot of things. This is probably on the list. But V, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Lynette, all right. So what do you think? I know we've got a lot of different varying opinions about this today.
First of all, you have to consider what kind of bird it is. If it's an endangered species, mm-hmm. he just broke the law.
Yeah, that's what we are discovering is that this if
was it 1918 the something something
yeah
of,
whatever but either way,
they're protected species.
If you happen to be doing what Roger is doing, you probably should not.
Well, I mean, these aren't even necessarily endangered species. That's just they are protected.
They're protected because there's a million.
Right.
There's a million of them.
It's a ton.
There's so many of these birds, and they do. They get under everything around your house, and a lot of people kind of run into these problems where you end up with an infestation real quick. Which also goes to why pest companies wouldn't want to touch them, right?
Yeah.
Which is something else we were hearing from people.
Well, the other thing, too, though, is, you know, we are guests on their planet. This is their planet. I mean, we're just guests here. We are invading in their territory by building all these subdivisions everywhere. So where do we expect them to go?
Kroger signs, Lynette. Kroger signs. Those birds always look so dang happy.
Yeah, well... Unfortunately, that's not going to work in all cases if there's no Kroger around.
There's only
that's
so many Krokers, Katie.
That's true.
Thank you so much for the
definitely
call.
Definitely more porches.
Have a great day. Another stormy morning of brewing out here. Be careful on the roads.
It
went from like normal to...
Very scary.
Yeah, so be careful out there. Thank y'all for being here. We appreciate it.
Something to lighten the mood. I see Gen Z has discovered soup. More at 11. Or next, What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Ah, the latest cooking sensation taking over the interwebs. Water-based cooking.
Oh.
It's basically just what it sounds like.
It's got that bad for the kids, has it? It's gotten that bad. There. The next generation's turning to soup. I hate to see it.
Soup stews.
We used to be
a
proper country. It used to be a proper country. It could exist without soup.
That's just food.
That's nothing. Yes.
But somehow, enough for an entire story, which we'll get back to.
Yes, yes.
Morgan Wallen on top of the country world.
Mm.
And also my computer monitor. Thank you, country plushies.
I do.
Go back
it
and
is
listen
growing
to the podcast
on me.
If you missed that.
It is growing on me.
No, his new album, I'm the Problem, debuted at number one on the Billboard 200. And now his song, What I Want, the secret one, where he was doing the duet with a female for the first time.
Yes,
Tate McRae also debuted at number one.
Yes, yes.
And those are all genre charts, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, Morgan just had the biggest debut week of any artist in 2025. Sold 493,000 units, just beating out The Weeknd's album, Hurry Up Tomorrow, which had 490,000. Also dominated streaming too. I'm the Problem has had over 460 million streams. There are around 340 million people in America.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So that's,
it's a stupid
lot.
Amount of time that people are streaming this album right
well,
now.
I mean, it takes a stupid amount of time to stream the
it's
album.
It's a 2-hour trip, man. Every time.
In other country news, Megan Maroney was performing this past weekend at the Boston Calling Festival.
Mm.
when she fell and slipped on her butt.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It was raining. Okay. So it was a little slippery, a little bit wet, which is good for Lane boots. But the funny part was she was about to sing Am I Okay? And she was. She was okay, but obviously her pride was very wounded.
Yeah,
she did play it off and even gave the crowd, you know, a pretty funny face. So the video has gone viral online if you want to find it.
Unbelievable.
And Megan even commented on one, said, ha ha, I'm so glad someone got this. I've been looking for it. To destroy.
Yes, to purge from the internet, because there's no way she's happy about
this. Before she takes it down.
No way.
Am I okay? Maybe something that you're wondering.
Mm.
But turns out, Americans, by and large, we are. This was looking at how many days we feel fully healthy in a month.
Right.
And I'm happy to report more than half.
Hey.
So this is the average American only feels fully healthy, but I think 19 days is pretty good.
I'll take it, dude. I will. That's it's not bad.
Right?
Not bad. It's a pretty good
that's
month.
That's roughly 63% of the time.
That's pretty good.
So in a typical week, you'll feel fully healthy for about four of the days, less healthy for three days.
Those
are called the weekend days. And this is just about feeling healthy. Not that everything in your life is awesome and going right. It's just
feel good.
Yeah, you don't feel ill or tired
or
anything like that.
Or hit by a truck or any of these
things. Exactly. So people were asked what health issues they battle the most frequently. Mm. And fatigue was the big one.
Absolutely.
Mood changes.
That's boring.
On average, people struggle about 10 days per month with that. Digestive issues.
Yeah, older you get ready. They're coming.
Headaches.
Yeah, every day.
Was another one.
Mm-hmm.
And then people were asked how you're feeling right now. And only 28% felt completely healthy at that time. 72% said they were in moderate or poor health.
Yeah, that's...
Where did you conduct this study?
Bro, it depends on what time of day you talk to.
It was either outside the bar or inside a hospital. And back to water-based cooking.
Yes, this new trend.
Taking over TikTok.
Water-based cooking.
It just cracks me up, guys. But one video was a montage of, like, soups and stews with the caption... You started water-based cooking. Now your skin is clear, your stomach is thriving, and you recover from illness virtually overnight.
You gotta be joking me. Like, come on, guys.
They have videos where experts explain the positive benefits of water-based cooking.
This is a joke. Again, I'm so suspicious because you can't tell me kids don't know what soup is.
Well, the idea is... This gentler cooking style avoids unhealthy techniques using oils and high heats and things.
Yeah, because it's a stew.
Like frying, sautéing, baking, frying, grilling, all of that, which is, you know, the worst, especially depending on what kind of pan you have. God forbid! God forbid it's nonstick!
So we're already off of the air fryer then, are we? That's
I'm not. I'll take your air fryer.
Absolutely.
Cooking with water. People having a lot of fun with this.
I will just say again, like the only proper thing to do involving cooking with water is to take whatever you have cooked in water, then immediately throw it in the trash because soup is garbage.
Soup is not garbage.
It is the worst. And I know we don't have time for this today.
Soup is not only not garbage, but an all the time food. Fight me. I just had the other day.
Look, I... We will put a pin in this for a later day.
And also, all of this just begs the question, what were the kids cooking before? But that's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
All right, Clay, let's do this. The Money Minute, it's your time to shine. You got to get 10 trivia questions correct in 60 seconds. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Just as a reminder, you can pass on any of the questions. If we have time at the end, you'll get a second crack at your passes, but you can't change answers once you give them. Make sense?
Sounds good.
Katie, are you ready?
I'm ready. What is the main ingredient in hummus?
Chickpeas.
Dermatologist Dr. Sandra Lee is also known by what other name, using her YouTube channel and TV show?
Dr. Pimple Popper.
What transforming beast howls at the full moon, then reverts back to its original form by day?
A werewolf?
Who was at the head of the Protestant Reformation?
Gosh, pass.
The network of homes and people who helped slaves escape to the North was called the...
The Underground Railroad?
What children's game was the inspiration for Wheel of Fortune?
Pass.
What feature of Pinocchio grows when he lies?
His nose.
The musical The King and I told the story of a governess at the court of a king of what former country?
Pass.
A measurement of the amount of water vapor in the air is called what?
Condensation?
What alliance was the enemy of the Allied powers during World War I?
The Germans?
What?
Damn! Clay? Wow! Okay, that was pretty dang good. How did he do?
Well, we got to all 10.
Yes, we did.
So let's go over some of these answers.
I did skip a few.
We did skip a few. Who was at the head of the Protestant Reformation?
Martin Luther.
Martin Luther. He's the one that...
He left a really long...
Demands.
He left a really long note on the door.
Yeah, very passive-aggressive, that Martin Luther.
And a religion was born.
What children's game was the inspiration for Wheel of Fortune?
I do not know this.
Hangman.
That makes
Isn't
sense.
That cool? Hangman. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The musical The King and I told the story of a governess at the court of a king of what former country?
Siam.
Why did I think it was Thailand? I don't know.
A measurement of the amount of water vapor in the air?
Humidity.
Ah. And then what alliance was the enemy of the Allied powers during World War One? The Axis powers.
Although Germany was a, you know.
Yeah, they were there.
Yeah, like if it was a boy band, they'd be the lead singer. Great work today, Clay. Sign up again. TheBullHouston.com. Frito, Katie with Brooks and Dunn. Neon Moon on The Bull. But did it hit number one?
Neon Moon?
Yeah, Neon Moon.
Yes.
It did? See, I don't know. That's what I was asking.
Yes, it did.
Really?
I think it was their third consecutive number one single.
That is impressive recall. And also why
don't
you
put me on that.
Also why you put together this game. We're going to play hit or miss this morning for tickets to the Crosby Fair and Rodeo. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Now, it kicks off this Friday, mm-hmm. and it runs until next Sunday, which is when Casey Donahue will be taking the stage. We've got a 4-pack of tickets up for grabs right now if you want to go.
So you will call us. We have 3 songs. Just tell us whether each one of them hit number one or didn't. Whether it's a hit or whether it's a miss. Get 2 out of 3 right. You win. We'll get our contestant on the phone next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud. Correction. June 7th is Saturday.
It
what do you
is,
want? Oh, you want song facts or you want days of the week? Okay, I'm not a calendar, all right?
So much
all right,
in your all right. brain.
Casey Donahue playing Saturday.
Saturday. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Tracy.
Tracy, ready for a little game of hit or miss on this absolutely disgusting,
bananas
bonkers morning?
Sure.
Okay. So... 3 different songs. All you got to do is tell us whether the song hit number one, whether it was a country number one or not.
They're all bangers, Tracy.
Yeah, they're all great songs.
But did it actually peak at number one? Okay.
Here is our first track this morning.
She said, here's your one chance, friends, you don't let me down.
I feel like everyone knows this song. Rita McIntyre.
One of her most iconic songs.
Fancy.
I believe the most streamed song.
Of her entire library.
But did it hit number one?
I would say yes.
If you can believe it, it topped out at number 8
man.
In 1991.
This is one of the more shocking games we do. Because, like, in what universe did
Fancy
not a
number one hit?
Not clock a number one for Reba McEntire?
Nuts.
Next song this morning.
Oh, have mercy, my only thought. Was tequila makes her clothes fall off.
A little Joe Nichols, Tracy.
I told her put
hit
extra...
or miss. What do you think?
I don't want to get this one wrong, too. I'd say hit.
That is a hit.
Ooh.
Yes, okay. Hit number one on the Billboard Country Charts. The second song of Joe's to do so. Also peaked at number 32 on the Hot 100 that year.
Really? Did it?
It did. Yeah.
Did it?
05 or 06, one of those.
Pretty great. All right, song number 3 for the win and a trip to the Crosby Fair and Rodeo.
Here we go, Tracy.
Chilling on a dirt road.
Oh, Lord.
Laid back swirling like I'm George Jones.
Aldine.
Smoke rolling out the window.
Dirt road anthem.
Trust your gut, Tracy. You know the answer.
Yes, hit.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I think it was originally an album cut, but it started gaining traction and then radio started playing it and then he released it as a single.
At the time...
it didn't. This is one of the songs at the time would have caused a lot of complaints from people being like, you know, it's just too. It's not really. Feels kind of pop-ish. It's a massive country song.
It hit number 7. On the Hot 100.
On the Hot, yeah, no doubt. Yeah. It made that man a lot of money.
It sure did.
Made that man a lot of money.
And it made Tracy very happy because she is going to the Crosby, Furin Rodeo to see Casey Donahue on Saturday, June 7th.
Tracy.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hang on the line. Let's get you hooked up.
All right. Great. Thanks.
Reno, Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud.
If you smell.
Sean. Sean Pendergast checking back in from Sports Radio 610 to talk a little NBA today, which
NBA.
I love.
Yeah, little NBA. The Rockets obviously out of the playoffs, but the playoffs continue. They're going to still let the playoffs go on even without the Rockets.
It does lose a lot of its juice for me. Like, I New York and Indiana is a little bit like, you know, because I was a kid when Reggie Miller was
hitting those 9 points in 8 seconds.
I can appreciate
that. You can appreciate the uniforms.
I've paid attention to Indiana basketball exactly 0 minutes since I graduated high school.
I don't blame you. But this is the playoffs are down to the conference finals. There's only four teams left, and I get it. The West is Oklahoma City and Minnesota, which is not the dream matchup. Mm-mm. You know, there's no LeBron, there's no Steph Curry. It's hard to get interested.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma City's dominating. The East is Indiana and New York. Indiana went up 3-1 in that series last night. Mm-hmm. They beat the Knicks 130-121, which is I'm into that one just because the Knicks fans are so obnoxious. You know, it gives us somebody to root against.
I have never, and this goes again going back to my childhood. There's one thing I remember from the Rockets' first championship, and that is how flipping awful.
Yes.
The Knicks fans are. And the Knicks fans.
It's worse now because we have social media to capture the imagery. You know, after they beat the Celtics in the previous round, they're literally picking up bags of garbage and throwing them at opposing fans.
Yes.
I'm not exaggerating. That video's out there.
That's what New York fans do.
The funny thing about this series is that for the first time in 8 games, the Pacers allowed Tyrese Halliburton's dad, John Halliburton.
Wait, how did I miss this? Did they?
They allowed him back in the building.
Oh, my God.
Now, they allowed him back in the building. Now, Katie's looking at me like, why would they ban somebody's dad?
You need to learn about this.
Okay.
This is good.
Tyrese Halliburton is the star of the Indiana Pacers. And in addition to having a very cool name, Tyrese Halliburton, he's got a father who's maybe a little overzealous.
Yes.
And after the Pacers beat the Milwaukee Bucks in the opening round of the playoffs, 2 rounds ago, John Halliburton walked onto the court during the celebration with like a shirt or a jersey or a towel or something, walked over to Giannis Antetokounmpo, also a cool name. He's the star of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Know that?
He's a Greek freak. He's a monster. He's a beast.
Yeah. Walked up to him and started taunting him with a Pacers jersey, like right in his face, like waving it.
Is that not to be done?
No,
that's not approved.
No,
that's not considered good behavior.
Absolutely not.
I like that you ask. I think you may have a side, Katie. Katie's like, what?
Just proud dad. Taunted
the opposing player.
Okay.
Taunted the 2-time MVP in the middle of the court during the celebration.
Let him know he was a loser.
This is where I need Katie to get super into sports.
He does it IRL. You know, I mean, come on. Would you rather him do it online?
Yeah. So right. At least he does it in person,
exactly.
You know?
Yikes. That's a real man.
That's right. Well, the NBA disagrees with you, or at least the Pacers do. The Pacers banned him from going to Pacer games indefinitely at that point.
Because you have to.
They allowed him back in last night, but only up in a suite. They wouldn't let him sit near the court.
Which is
basically the equivalent of putting him in that Hannibal Lecter, like, hand dolly with the cage on his face.
Yeah. Like, you are not.
That's what I'm picturing him walking in with. Like, he's all tied up.
Spoken like someone that's been in too many suites. Like, to me, I'm like, that's definitely the upgrade.
No, that's the reputation I have, Katie. On Sports Radio 610, I'm the bougie one that finds rich people to go glom onto, for sure. But I have also, it's a relatable story, right? Like, who cares about the Pacers and the Knicks? The game's the game. But but having a dad of the star player who had to be allowed, sanctioned back into the arena, he's still not allowed to go to road games, which is really funny.
It's
like they're pacing him back in, you know? Like, they're... But I think your listeners can relate. They've
Absolutely.
All either had a parent or been a parent
yes.
that they've maybe embarrassed
Katie's,
their kid
Katie's
at an event.
Gonna
gonna be that parent.
How dare you?
I have no doubt in my mind that you're gonna be that parent.
I wouldn't have said that until your reaction to the John Halliburton story was what? Is that like?
Well, I'm just saying. You hear about the dads cursing out umps at Little League games.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, in the scheme of things, is that all that bad? If it was just kind of funny,
yeah,
and
he's
just kind of mocking him, like, that just makes me laugh. So it gets a lot worse.
No, well, the one time this happened with me, I am typically somebody who is just disgusted with parents
did you do this?
No, I didn't do that. I didn't walk onto the field and taunt a 9-year-old at a Little League game.
Well, then you have it lit, John.
I mean, I've thought about it. Some of these 9-year-olds, I tells you.
And you call yourself a father.
One time it happened for me was at Disney World. My daughter was
at Disney World.
No, well, it just happened to be the playing venue was at Disney World. Right. It was at the Wide World of Sports, which is their sports complex.
Absolutely.
My daughter was playing in the 3v3 soccer national championship tournament.
Wow.
Yeah. She was a good soccer player back in the day. So I was obviously there to watch my daughter, and it was me, my dad, and another parent. And the officiating was awful in this game. I will stand on business, as they say. Yeah. And we were yelling at the referee, and we actually got kicked out of a game at Disney World. Yeah, at the Wide World of Sports. The referee gave us the old heave-ho.
Not the happiest place on earth.
It was not that day. Not for me, nor the referee.
I have had many friends kicked out of their child's games.
It's my only time, man.
It's really awkward if you're the friend who's going to just hang out and, like, support.
Yeah.
And then they get tossed because it's like, do I leave?
Well, this
in
is
shame
my afternoon.
Oh, if with, you're just there to watch your friend's kid.
I was hanging and he got tossed for ref stuff.
Right.
And it was like, well, we're going. It was like, Am I? Oh, Lord. It's just.
Toss for heck.
Because if you walk out with them, it's sort of guilt by association.
Yeah, it's like you're the scumbag. You're not even, you're the henchman of
you're
the scumbag.
You're the FOS, friend of scumbag. Yeah, man. So I'm empathetic to John Halliburton, as apparently Katie is as well. But that was the fun story from the game last night.
I love it.
Just in a couple weeks, in advance of Father's Day, John Halliburton allowed back in the building
dad,
to watch his
dad
son.
Of the year,
if you smell
Sean
is cooking.
Tyrese and Jalen Brunson from the Knicks, also huge WWE guys, by the way.
Yeah. They've film some like promos on each other.
They have
Triple H was
together
at the game last night.
Was he?
He was a guest of Pat McAfee at the game last night.
McAfee was there. That's right.
Well, McAfee lives at Indy. Yeah, McAfee's an Indy guy. Yeah.
Good Lord. Brother, enjoy your vacation.
Thank you. I'll be back next Wednesday. I'll miss you guys.
It's a long time.
We will miss you.
Thank you.
Catch up on as much Sean as you can before the end of the day.
Take a plushie.
Radio 610.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
I got on you for reading something that was just patently untrue earlier today. You're looking at me like the chicken burger story.
Oh, yeah. It's National Burger Day.
And they said the chicken burger was supposed to... It had
replaced hamburger.
Yeah, from DoorDash. Their data
just stupid.
That doesn't even make sense.
But shout out to our friends at Kroger for giving us a little box to celebrate National Burger Day the right way.
I know, a little like...
Sans chicken.
I was not expecting a blessing on this day. We will do the unboxing coming up a little bit later on. I'm very excited. Make sure you go to Kroger and...
buy all your hamburger things.
Anything but chicken burgers, okay?
And the OG sauce. We work with the guy that created that, so...
Yeah, Lopez! It's a Lopez sauces, man! I mean, do it right if you're gonna do it.
Back to what we were intending to talk about.
So now I'm going to read something that's absolutely false as well.
Okay.
States that drive the fastest and states that drive the slowest, Katie. The fastest driving state in the union, according to this, is Wyoming, with an average speed of, what do you think? What do you think they clock in Wyoming? Where, again, there is nothing in Wyoming.
No, they got a lot. They got a lot of bison and things in the road, so I actually hope it's not that
That's true. Yeah. 72 is the max out. 72 is the max out.
Okay,
Wyoming.
Does that mean that's the average speed people go, or does that mean...
Highway speed is what
highway
I would... Yeah,
speeds.
I don't... It's not differentiated, so I'm guessing...
Or like 70, 80...
I'm guessing this has to be all in. And then somehow they're... Because I could... The only way I could see
this... If you're
going
72 and a 70, that's...
If this is highway speeds, that's not laughable. Fast. That's laughable. Let's continue down the list.
That's a residential street in the city of Houston.
71, it is. New Mexico, 71 miles an hour. Idaho, 70 miles an hour. South Dakota, 70. In Florida, they clock about 69.5. And Alabama and Arkansas
sure,
both
that's
at.
That's some age.
That's okay to be way older than that in Florida. So, yeah, we're not even in the top. We are not even in the top 7, 8. I don't know.
Because the numbers don't go that high, or?
65? Our average speed is 65 points. Is it because traffic slows down? Is that it?
It's a state thing, maybe.
You get blocked by the fact that 610.
San Antonio brings you down. San Antonio slow down.
The San Antonio.
Makes no sense. There's no rhyme or reason. People going 50 in the left lane.
My dream one day is to get a bunch of us to take like a San Antonio road trip and put a bunch of Houston drivers on the San Antonio roads just to watch their heads explode. Because, yeah, you want to talk about leisurely? That is a leisurly driving city.
You don't know road rage until you go back. So you've been doing 180 for a while, then you go back and you get stuck behind that guy going 50.
For literally no reason whatsoever. All right, stay dry again. It looks like it's going to be like this for another couple hours where it's just kind of rains. Not seeing anything like crazy severe heavy. Just know that, you know, water is a problem once you get too much of it. We'll keep an eye on it as well, and then we will see you back on the radio tomorrow.
Drive safe. Turn around, don't drown.